Topic 25. Courage. It takes courage to make spiritual decisions and to abide by them. It takes courage to adjust your lives, daily and in all relations, to the need of the hour and to the service of mankind. It takes courage to demonstrate to those around you that the present world catastrophe is of more importance to you than the petty affairs of your individual lives and your humdrum contacts. It takes courage to discard the alibis which have prevented you from participating to date in the all-out effort which characterizes today the activities of the hierarchy. It takes courage to make sacrifices, to refuse time to non-essential activities, and to deal with the physical body as if it were free from all impediments. It takes courage to ignore frailties which may be present, the tiredness incident to a long life, the physical tendencies which handicap and limit your service, the sleeplessness which comes from world pressures or from a badly regulated life program, and the nervousness and strain which are the common lot today. It takes courage to attack life on behalf of others and to obliterate your own wishes in the emergency and need. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 42.